Hey y'all, it's your girl Zaria, and welcome to my podcast. This is the season one of my podcast called Zaria, and today's episode is called Community. And what I mean by community, I'm going to be talking more so about community with your platonic friends and also with your significant other. Just like people that you consider your community, who you can go to when there's stuff going on in your life or who you can depend on and stuff like that. And I feel like everybody should have community. Honestly, I have not been able to have community in more than one person. My person is my friend Courtney, and I haven't really been able to find community in others because other people have morals, different morals than I when it comes to friendship. And I get that. And I think that has always been a struggle for a while now. And I just feel like as I got older, it just became like, I just don't really want to seek it out, and I don't really want to like project it onto others that don't feel the same way. But in my past life growing up, community has always been a thing for me. My grandfather, my grandmother were such open-armed people. This is my maternal grandmother, by my maternal great-grandmother and her husband. Like, I'm so used to community that it just blows my mind that other people don't believe in that. When I was raised by my grandmother up into her passing in 2006, but we had a house in Los Angeles. By the way, I'm from Los Angeles. And there were multiple people living with us who weren't even family members. So me like expressing my love and my gratitude to people who aren't even family has always been a norm in my life. When I was younger, like I said, my grandmother had my uncle living with us, which was her husband's brother living with us. She had her sister living with us. We weren't all living in a house in a shack. It was a duplex kind of house. Like there's like two houses, so everybody had their own space. She also had a family friend living with us in the garage. So I'm just used, and my cousin was living with us as well. So I'm just so used to like community. I'm used to people being giving. Like my grandmother was known as the person of everyone. Like she was always giving to people and she always was charitable and stuff like that. So that really, you know, rubbed on me growing up, you know? So I've always been a person to give, but I feel like it has not, you know, benefited me anyway. And I feel like people shouldn't do stuff to get anything in return. But I feel like it's just not working out for me. And let me give you guys my experiences. So, like I said, I spoke about this in my previous podcast. If you're new, my father passed away in 2020. I have been on my own since then, since his passing. I've been, you know, surviving on my own, paying my own bills, everything. I rarely really ask anybody for any, like, you know, help with income or anything like that. I've always been a go-getter and a hustler, and that's just always been me. That's just how my father was, right? So, you know, always been pouring into people. Like, it's always been my first thought to help people. Whenever somebody said they need something, I'm always going to be the first one to be like, okay, how can I help you with this? But I just feel like a lot of people don't have that same mindset. And I feel like I've been trying to project that onto others. And I feel like I finally come into a conclusion that I just need to seek out community and others who have the same morals as me. Like, I just need to seek out that and stop trying to project that onto people who don't have the same morals as me. And I get that. Like, I just feel like I just need to only project that onto people who are the same as me. One thing I can give as an example. So one of my friends said she never traveled outside of Los Angeles before. So I bought us plane tickets to go to Georgia to visit my friend Courtney. And like I said, just on spot, that's just me. I feel like my friends should be on the same level as my platonic relationships are on the same level as my romantic relationship. That's just the person I am. I see them as equals, and most people don't see them as equal because they'll put their significant other over each other. But I feel like that's not balanced in your life, giving one more than the other. Because when it comes down to you and your significant other breaking up, where do you go? You're going to try to run back to your friends, right? Nobody wants to be alone. Minus, I am a very much a solitude person. Like, I can be alone, but I do seek out intimacy. I do, like, wish out for, you know, community, like I said. So, like, they can say that they can do without friends, but at the end of the day, you're going to want to have friends, you know? So I just feel like I should be pouring into both my platonic friendships and my significant other as well. And, you know, over the past years of, like, social media and TikTok, I would see there's certain people who have, like, posted videos of, like, their friend groups and, like, how they have community and how they have, like, such strong backbones. And I've always seeked that out. I always wanted that for myself, but I have not successfully, you know, had a chance to get that. I have been pouring into people, but they're not pouring into me. So I just feel like, but yeah, I've talked this subject with multiple people, and they all said the same thing. They feel like their significant other comes before their friends. And I just feel like that's just an ick to me. Like I just stated in my previous, like, you know, I just, like, that's an ick to me because, like I said, like, my grandmother's put everybody on the same pedestal. We all had a place in her heart. And the way I said she was charitable, I'm just used to that. Like, that's really my morals, is to, like, give. And my sisters are the same way. Like, my two sisters that I was raised with give their all to people. My middle child sister, her love language is cooking. She loves cooking. And she loves, like, making sure people are fed and good. My older sister, she's more so like me. She's gift-giving. She likes to, you know, give more monetary stuff like that. Like, you know, her love language is more acts of service. So I just feel like those are, like, things that I've just grown up. Even my mother is the same way. My mother will literally, you know, give her all to people as well. So I'm just used to that. Like, nobody in my family has really been selfish people. Like, we have some problems, I'm not gonna lie, but, like, it's always been a community as far as that with my grandmother and how I raised. Now, as I'm older, it's not really there right now since my grandmother had passed away. And another example, like I said, me pouring into people, I'm constantly, like, pouring into people. Like, if people tell me they never experienced something, I want them to experience it with me too. Like, I want them to experience it. One example, my coworker from a couple of years ago said she has never, you know, pleasured herself, right? So I went on the internet and bought her a toy because I was like, that's crazy. That's crazy to me. My solution is always to find a solution to help people. Like, it's always like, that's my thing. And I feel like a lot of people don't have that characteristic about them. Like, my first thought is always to help somebody. Another example, my coworker said he never been outside of the U.S. as well, or has never traveled. I took him to Hawaii, but now we're not even friends. So that's why I'm just like, I just feel like I keep pouring into people and they're not returning it. And that's fine. Like, I am finally coming to a resolution that I just need to respect that other people don't have the same characteristics as me or have the same morals. It's finally coming to a conclusion that I just need to build community with the person that I already have, which is Courtney, or just seek it out in others. And I know that's, like, really rare to find these characteristics in people, especially in a recession, because ain't nobody trying to do no acts of service right now in a recession. But I really do feel like I need to find people. But I do feel like I am finding certain people that I feel that I know that pour into me, and I know that they want the best for me, and I feel it. Like, I understand that. So I just feel like when it comes to community, people should all have community, and they should always, you know, have a group or a certain person that they can fall back on. And that's just my opinion, you know, when it comes to community. And like I said, my therapist told me that I need to find community as well. So I started seeking out by going on, like, apps, trying to find friends and stuff like that. I have not had such luck. But hopefully, by the end of the year, I can start building that community more so. I just feel like I'm getting older, and I feel like even if I decide to finally have kids, me having a community would make me feel so much better. You know, it would make me feel more open to the idea of having children as well. So I just feel like we should be seeking out community. That's my personal opinion. A lot of people don't really agree with it. Like, you know, as far as like I said, putting all your relationships on the same pedestal, uplifting everybody around you. And that's just how I feel. It's just been really draining, you know, pouring into other people and they don't pour into me as well. You know, like, I just always help people. I've had people live with me. I help them try to find a job. Like, I'll get on the computer with them and help them try to find a job. I'll apply to jobs for them. That's just always been my character. And like I said, I have finally came to a solution that I am just going to seek out people who are the same way as me. It's rare, but I finally just feel like that. And that's just the end of this closed chapter. I feel like I can finally close this chapter. Every person that I feel like, you know, I was pouring into, already had a conversation with them, and I just feel like it's fine, you know. I'm okay with that. Like, I'm okay with just, you know, finding people who are just like me. And if I don't ever find them, I'm okay with my friend Courtney. So I just want to end this podcast, and I'm just going to say, like, thank you, whoever decided to listen. It's a very short episode, but this is just the first episode of many to come. So thank you if you ever tuned in just to listen. Thank you.